my guys were on the back roads of Arkansas, and there is the most gorgeous little waterfall behind me. What a beautiful, beautiful day. So, you know, we've all been out running errands, and we run into someone unexpectedly we haven't seen in quite some time. We share those little niceties like, how you doing? How's your mama? And we talk for a few minutes. Now it's time to leave. And they say to us, call me. That's an overused phrase, call me. Because neither one's going to call the other. We're thinking, what have we got to talk about? But you know, if we got word that the governor or the president or our favorite celebrity wanted to talk to us, wanted for us to call them, oh boy, we would be filled with excitement, wouldn't we? We would be anxious to know what they've got to say to us. Well, over in Jeremiah 33:3, God himself says, call me. Call me. What an invitation that the God of the universe wants us to call him. And he said, call me and I will answer. How many times have we called someone and they don't answer? Or someone has called us and we don't answer them? But the God of the universe says, call me and I will answer. And I will show you great and mighty things. What we're talking about in Jeremiah 33:3 is a real relationship with God Almighty. Walking with him daily, seeking him, reading his word. And that when we call him, he will answer. And the great and mighty things he shows us is his love and his care and his power. And he gives us discernment and helps us with decisions and gives us the wisdom and the guidance that we need in day-to-day life. Oh, that is a great, great invitation. Read Jeremiah 33:3. Take him up on that offer. Be excited that the God, the Creator, the King of Kings wants to speak to us. So guys, until next time, sweet dreams and night-night.